Good morning, church. How are you doing today? Smiling? Happy? The sun is shining? That's always nice. But let's stand. Let's open up in prayer. Father, we thank you once and again that we can be here in church. Now, Father, we have songs to sing here this morning. And we don't necessarily want to beat around the bush. We want to come straight to you this morning. Go straight to your throne room. So, Father God, we just ask now that as we come to you in spirit and in truth, that you would just meet us here once again. That we would just be able to have an awesome time of worship. Father, we thank you for that now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Strong in the battle, for the Lord is Almighty God. Go forth in praise, be strong in the battle, for the Lord is Almighty God. Lift up your hands and give Him all glory. Lift up your hands and give Him all glory. Lift up your hands and give Him all glory, for the King is Almighty God. Arise and sing, ye children of Zion, for the Lord has delivered thee. Arise and sing, ye children of Zion, for the Lord has delivered thee. Open up your hearts and rejoice before Him. Open up your hearts and rejoice before Him. Open up your hearts and rejoice before Him, for the King is your God. Go forth and praise, be strong in the battle, for the Lord is Almighty God. Go forth and praise, be strong in the battle, for the Lord is Almighty God. Lift up your hands and give Him all glory. Lift up your hands and give Him all glory. Lift up your hands and give Him all glory, for the King is Almighty God.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. No other name I know. Salvation in the name of Jesus. Salvation in the name of Jesus. Salvation in the name of Jesus. No other name I know. Deliverance in the name of Jesus. Deliverance in the name of Jesus. Deliverance in the name of Jesus. No other name I know. There's power in the name of Jesus. There's healing in the name of Jesus. There's healing in the name of Jesus. No other name I know. There's power in the name of Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus. No other name I know. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. No other name.
salvation in the name of Jesus. Salvation in the name of Jesus. No other name I know. Deliverance in the name of Jesus. Deliverance in the name of Jesus. Deliverance in the name of Jesus. No other name I know. There's healing in the name of Jesus. There's healing in the name of Jesus. There's healing in the name of Jesus. No other name I know. There's power in the name of Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus. No other name I know.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Of life, ye Christian soldiers, rise and press the battle ere the night shall veil the glory skies. Against the foe in veils below, let all our strength be hurled. Faith is the victory we know that overcomes the world. Faith is the victory. Faith is His banner over us is love, our sword the word of God. We tread the road the saints above with shouts of triumph trod. By faith they like a whirlwind's breath swept on o'er every field. The faith by which they conquer death is still our shining shield. Faith is the victory. Faith is the victory, oh glorious victory that overcomes the world. On every hand the foe we find, drawn up in dread array. Let tents of ease be left behind, and onward to the fray. Salvation's helmet on each head, with truth all girded about. The earth shall tremble 'neath our tread and echo with our shout. Faith is the victory. Faith is the victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world. To him that overcomes the foe, why raiment shall be given. Before the angels he shall know his name confessed in heaven. Then onward from the hills of light, our hearts with love aflame, will vanquish all the hosts of night in Jesus' conquering name. Faith is the victory. Faith is the victory, oh glorious victory that overcomes the world.
Thank you, Lord.
If you look at the end of verse 3, it talks about the earth shall tremble 'neath our tread and echo with our shout. Christianity is not a neutered religion. It is very, very aggressive, but it's become complacent, full of apathy, just, oh, let things go. But that's not what this song is talking about. It says, the earth shall tremble 'neath our tread. Why? Because we're active and echo with our shout. Amen?
Praise the Lord, the Lord.
say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I'm redeemed, I'm redeemed. Praise the Lord. The Lord reigneth, the Lord reigneth. Blessed be the name of the Lord. For the Lord our God, omnipotent, reigneth in majesty. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I'm redeemed, I'm redeemed. Praise the Lord. The Lord reigneth, the Lord reigneth. Blessed be the name of the Lord. For the Lord our God, omnipotent, reigneth in majesty. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I'm redeemed, I'm redeemed. Praise the Lord. The Lord reigneth, the Lord reigneth. Blessed be the name of the Lord. For the Lord our God, omnipotent, reigneth in majesty. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I'm redeemed, I'm redeemed. Praise the Lord. The Lord reigneth, the Lord reigneth. Blessed be the name of the Lord. For the Lord our God, omnipotent, reigneth in majesty. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I'm redeemed, I'm redeemed. Praise the Lord.
By the blood of my Savior, I am healed by the blood of my Lord. I am healed by the blood of my Savior, to live and die no more. I am healed by the blood of my Savior. I am healed by the blood of the Lamb. I am healed, I am healed, I am healed. Yes, I am. By the blood of my Savior, I am healed by the blood of my Lord. I am healed by the blood of my Savior, to live and die no more. I am healed by the blood of my Savior, I am healed by the blood of the Lamb. I am healed, I am healed, I am healed. Yes, I am. I am healed by the blood of my Savior. I am healed by the blood of my Lord. I am healed by the blood of my Savior, to live and die no more. I am healed by the blood of my Savior. I am healed by the blood of the Lamb. I am healed, I am healed, I am healed. Yes, I am.
Amen. And if you agree with that, go and say hello to each other this morning.
am healed by the blood of my Savior. I am healed by the blood of my Lord. I am healed by the blood of my Savior. To live and die no more. I am healed by the blood of my Savior. I am healed by the blood of the Lamb. I am healed, I am healed, I am healed. Yes, I am. I am healed by the blood of my Savior. I am healed by the blood of my Lord. I am healed by the blood of my Savior. To live and die no more. I am healed by the blood of my Savior. I am healed by the blood of the Lamb. I am healed, I am healed, I am healed. Yes, I am. I am healed by the blood of my Savior. I am healed by the blood of my Lord. I am healed by the blood of my Savior. To live and die no more. I am healed by the blood of my Savior. I am healed by the blood of the Lamb. I am healed, I am healed, I am healed. Yes, I am.
Amen and amen.
Indeed.
Thank you, Lord.
Call upon the Lord.
I will call upon the Lord.
Who is worthy to be
praised? Who is worthy to be praised?
So shall I be saved from my enemies. I will call upon the Lord.
I will call upon the Lord.
Who is worthy to be
praised? Who is worthy to be praised?
So shall I be saved from my enemies.
The Lord liveth. Blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted.
I will call upon the Lord.
I will call upon the Lord.
Who is worthy to be praised?
Who is worthy to be
praised? So shall I be saved from my enemies. I will call upon the Lord.
I will call upon the Lord.
Who is worthy to be praised?
Who is worthy to be praised?
So shall I be saved from my enemies.
The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted.
I will call upon the Lord.
I will call upon the Lord.
Who is worthy to be praised?
Who is worthy to be praised?
So shall I be saved from my enemies. I will call upon the Lord.
I will call upon the Lord.
Who is worthy to be praised?
Who is worthy to be praised?
So shall I be saved from my enemies.
The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted.
Amen.
You'll find that in Psalm 18.
Thank you.
wash away my sin. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. For my pardon this I see, nothing but the blood of Jesus. For my cleansing this my plea, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing can for sin atone, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Not of good that I have done, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. This is all my hope and peace, nothing but the blood of Jesus. This is all my righteousness, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
Not money, not good works, not religion, not philosophies, nothing but the blood of Jesus cleanses us.
With my hands lifted up and my mouth filled with praise, with a heart of thanksgiving, I will bless Thee, O Lord. I will bless Thee, O Lord. I will bless Thee, O Lord. With a heart of thanksgiving, I will bless Thee, O Lord. With my hands lifted up and my mouth filled with praise, with a heart of thanksgiving, I will bless Thee, O Lord. I will bless Thee, O Lord. I will bless Thee, O Lord. With a heart of thanksgiving, I will bless Thee, O Lord. With my hands lifted up and my mouth filled with praise, with a heart of thanksgiving, I will bless Thee, O Lord. 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 With my hands lifted up and my mouth filled with praise, with a heart of thanksgiving, I will bless Thee, O Lord. I will bless Thee, O Lord. I will bless Thee, O Lord. With a heart of thanksgiving,
I will bless thee, O Lord.
Amen.
White as snow, white as snow, though my sins were as scarlet, Lord, I know, Lord, I know that I'm clean and forgiven. Through the power of your blood, through the wonder of your love, through faith in you, I know that I can be white as snow. White as snow, though my sins were as scarlet, Lord, I know, Lord, I know that I'm clean and forgiven. Through the power of your blood, through the wonder of your love, through faith in you, I know that I can be white as snow. White as snow, white as snow, though my sins were as scarlet, Lord, I know, Lord, I know that I'm clean and forgiven. Through the power of your blood, through the wonder of your love, through faith in you, I know that I can be white as snow. White as snow, white as snow.
Amen.
That's what the Bible says. Come, let us reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, right? Blood red, they should be white as snow. Not of our works, totally of God.
Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God. For unto thee will I pray. Shalt thou hear in the morning, O Lord, in the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee and will look up. Give ear to my words, O Lord, consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God. For unto thee will I pray, my voice shalt thou hear in the morning. O Lord, in the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee and will look up. Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God. Morning. O Lord, in the morning will I direct my prayer
unto thee and will look up.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord.
Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. It's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good and His mercy endures forever. And sing praises unto the name of Most High, to show forth the loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. Hallelujah. For your compassions fail not, they new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord our God. Great is thy faithfulness. And you are God, and we will praise you. You are God, we will exalt you. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, and His mercy endures forever. Hallelujah. Your loving kindness is better than life, and our lips shall praise Thee. O Lord, our lips shall praise Thee. And Lord, we thank You for the opportunity to come before You, Lord, to come into Your presence with singing, to enter Your gates with thanksgiving, and to Your courts with praise. And say, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we are going to rejoice and be glad in it. For great is our God, and greatly is He to be praised. Hallelujah. And we shall call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. He is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before Him, heavens and earth adore Him. What a mighty God we serve. And we thank You and praise You, Father. It's a privilege, Lord, to worship You. It's an honor to come into Your presence, to worship You in spirit and in truth, to lift up holy hands, to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Oh, thank You, Heavenly Father. We praise Your holy name. We praise Your holy name. Thank You, Lord. By Thee, O Lord, we have run through a troop. By my God have we leaped over a wall. It is God that girdeth us with strength and makes our way perfect. He makes our feet like hinds' feet. He sitteth us upon a high places. Hallelujah. O God, who is rich in mercy for His great love, wherewith He loved us, even when we were dead in sins, He quickened us together with Christ. For by grace we are saved. And He raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. O Lord, we have a good reason to be excited. We have a good reason to shout hallelujah, to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. For His name is Jesus. His name is Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. Thank You, Father. Thank You, Lord. Let there be no apathy in this house. Let there be no indifference in this house. Let the excitement rise in this body, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and worship the Lord our God with all our heart, mind, and soul. Hallelujah. For the time comes and now is that the true worshipers must worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship Him. The Father is spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. And we thank You and praise You, Heavenly Father. Thank You, Lord, for touching each and every person today that came to the house of the Lord. Let none of us leave, O Lord, the same as we came. Thank You, Father. Oh, let a fire burn within our hearts today, we pray in the name of Jesus, and become an unquenchable fire. Oh, for the lost of this world, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for leading us, for guiding us, for directing us, oh Lord. And thank you for inspiring us, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We pray for the anointing upon the pastors. He would deliver the message to us. Give him the freedom to preach. Oh, let the word come out with power and pierce us like a two-edged sword. We pray in the name of Jesus. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. And right now we command every unclean spirit, every hindering spirit that tried to stop the finances of coming in the name of Jesus, we rebuke you and we command you to loose this body, to loose this church in the name of Jesus. I command you to be bound, gagged, chained, taken to prison by God's holy angels. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Why should we fear when the Lord is on our side? And what can we say to those things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Hallelujah. And we thank you, Father, being Jehovah Jireh, for being our provider. You be the God that shall supply all our needs according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And we thank you, Lord. You told us, bring your tithes into the storehouse, that it would be meet in my house, and prove me herewith, said the Lord, of course, if I do not open you the windows of heaven and pour out such a blessing that it may not be enough room to receive it. And Lord, you stand good in your promises. And we are going to give to the work of the Lord. We're going to give with gladness. For God loveth a cheerful giver. Hallelujah. And Lord, we want to give you all the praise, all the glory, all the honor. And pray this prayer in Jesus' precious and a mighty name. And all God's people said, Amen. Amen.
Okay, good morning. Take a couple testimonies this morning and hear what God's been doing in your life. Remember, it's not a political podium. We want to hear testimonies, personal testimonies. Okay, do we have any? Okay, Pamela.
Good morning, everyone. Father God, I ask you to help me. Sometimes I get nervous, but through Jesus Christ, my Savior, I trust you, and I know you will bring out the words through the Holy Spirit. And when I'm weak, you are strong in me. So I thank you and praise you that you will direct my tongue and say only what you want me to say. Thank you. Okay. First of all, I thank you and I praise my Heavenly Father for sending me to this church. Because you'll understand when I tell you my testimony that I came here about 7 years ago, maybe a little longer, and I was helped greatly, very, very much. However, I had a blockage, and I had blindness, and I had a lot of things, a lot of spirits in, you know, around me that were not good. And so, praise God, I came to the Bible study back in May. I remember it was about the end of May, and I was sitting over there, and Pastor was talking about giving up anger and releasing it from your heart. And all I could say is I started getting angry at what he was talking about. I was angry, and I couldn't understand what was problem was. I looked around. No one else seemed like agitated or, you know, shifting their feet and acting abnormal. Everyone was like just very calm and taking everything that he said with calmness, and they were fine. So after the service, I went over to Joanne. I started talking to her, and we started talking about certain things, and she said that I had the spirit of discontent. And I, what? I have the spirit of discontent? And then I started getting angry again, and my face showed it, because I can't hide what my emotions, I can't hide it. It shows on my face. And so after everyone was getting ready to leave, Ina came up to me, and she noticed the anger, and she knew that I had anger inside of me. And so she asked me about it later, after. And so then, to make a long story short, we arranged a deliverance time with Joanne and Ina. And at first I was a little reluctant. Of course I would be, because the anger didn't want to come out of me. I would be reluctant and kind of, no, I don't think I need that. I think I'm fine. And I wasn't fine. I was very, very troubled inside, and I couldn't understand why. So then we did do the deliverance. It took 2 times, I believe, and then 1 time we met, Ina and I met alone. And so we went through it. At the end of the second one, I believe, was the time that I said to Ina, or no, maybe it was an Ina and I were alone. I said, who am I? Who am I? I don't know who I am. Even though I'm saved, I'm with Jesus, I didn't know who I was. And this was like sort of disturbing to me, because I thought, I'm saved, but how come I don't know who I am? And so anyway, Ina called me later, and she gave me some scriptures from Ephesians. And that helped tremendously, because I started concentrating on those scriptures. And what I've discovered throughout this whole process, and it's been a couple of months, is that when I was growing up, I didn't have an identity. I didn't know who I was because my sister and I kind of followed her. I followed what she did because I didn't trust myself, and so I just did what she did. In other words, I developed a false personality, a false self maybe, and just to compete with her. And it wasn't that she was doing anything bad. She was just being herself. But I didn't trust myself. I couldn't trust myself. So I just pretended I was someone else, like my sister. I pretended I was her. And I wanted to be like her. I wanted to talk like her. I wanted to look like her. Maybe not necessarily look like her, but I wanted to just develop things in myself that were like my sister. And so that's what happened. But then, praise God, I came to this church and I got saved. So that was the first step I had to do. I had to get saved. I had to be born again. And now what I've discovered is that I am standing on solid rock. I am on a solid ground. I am, all other ground is sinking sand. So I am trusting in Jesus now. I am a child of the King. I'm a child of my Father. I am a, Jesus is my brother. I have been sealed by the Holy Spirit. That's what it talks about in Ephesians 1. And I have an inheritance in heaven. And I am sanctified, justified, purified, reconciled, forgiven, washed in the blood of Jesus. I am standing on solid ground. My family, although I believe they're going to be saved, I pray for them. And my mom and dad were saved. So I believe my sisters are going to be saved. And in God's timing, and he's got them in the palms of his hand, I believe. And he's leading and guiding them by the Holy Spirit. So I'm really blessed tremendously. I was given the gift of righteousness, and I have grace to help me. My family, I used to think I wanted to be like them, but now I realize my identity is with Jesus Christ. Not with my family. Although I love them, I try and communicate with them, and I don't reject them. I visit them. But I am blessed, like we all are. We are blessed to have this privilege to walk with Jesus, to carry the banner, and to profess to the world that we are children of God. So that's what I've discovered throughout this whole process. And what I thought was not my, I didn't have an identity. Who am I? But I do have an identity. And in fact, the Lord woke me up when he gives me dreams and songs in the middle of the night. And one morning I woke up with this song in my heart. And we sing it here, and it's from 1 John 3:1. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. It knew him not. So my family doesn't understand when they see me sometimes. They don't understand, but they don't know Jesus. So that shows you where it is. And one of the things that I've discovered that I am so grateful for in that song, I'm with you know, with a grateful heart. I love that song. And some of the things that have happened to me and while I've been here, like my parents got saved and they're in heaven and I got a brand new car and I get to stay in my place that God bought me. You know, I thought I had to sell it, but I get to stay there. And all the other good things that the Lord has done in my life. Well, while I was in rebellion and disobedience, that I kind of knew something was wrong, but I didn't know how to, you know, how to solve it. So that's where the people in the church helped me. And I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful for being here because sometimes when you're not here, things don't happen. So if you don't come, things won't happen. If they're meant to happen, they will happen eventually, but so it's important to come. And so the scripture that really comes home to me is in Romans 2:4. And what it's talking about is the beginning of Romans 2, it's talking about not to judge people. You know, that you, when you judge, that you actually despise yourself and you actually are doing the same things that you're judging others for. So I was delivered from that because I chose to treat people with mercy, my family with mercy, rather than judging. Although, you know, I was hurt. And I guess I could judge them, but I decided that, no, I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm going to give them mercy. And so in the verse number 4, it says, despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and longsuffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth us to repentance. So even though God, I did all these things, I was in rebellion, going against the word of God, and he did all these good things for me, despite that. So, isn't that just like, our Heavenly Father is so good. That's his nature. Even though we're in all our troubles and rebellion and doing things we shouldn't do, he still loves us, and he still brings about good in our lives. So I just can't get over that. That is just something that I'm in awe of. I'm in awe of God and how he works in his children. So thank you, and God bless you, and I thank you, Jesus, and Father and Holy Spirit.
That song you're talking about, the same thing was given to me the other night. And that's a good one. All right. What's your name?
Milton.
Milton? Come on up, Milton. Okay. We want to keep them short because we've got just a little bit of time.
Once again, I want to give thanks to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And once again, I find myself on the podium in front of the Lord and his peoples and trying to give thanks to something that happened to me a while back. I'm a testimony of what the Lord can do. And I've had problems in my personal life, my business, you know, it was broken into, a lot of my tools and stuff was stolen, and I happened to come across a good customer of mine. I look upon him as an angel. You know, and I know now that God has sent me an angel in the name of Reggie Shin. And he's a real good person. And with his help, I was able to probably miss probably a couple of days of work. You know, and I kept right on going. Oh, I didn't want to be too loud and blow everybody out of here. And like I said, Reggie Shin, he's a personal angel of mine. And I want to give thanks to him, his family, and I thank the Lord for sending him into my life. And that's the reason that I'm here at his church right now. I'd never known of you guys. And And I'm here and praising the Lord right alongside you. And amen. Thanks.
Well, praise God and glad to have you here this morning. I'm happy in the Lord and I pray that you are happy in the Lord. We got a number of things here to praise God for here this morning. And we got some praise report. We got some prayer requests. And let me begin from Belgium. And I talked to them yesterday and also talked to them today. Remember, we prayed last week for our team in Belgium. And the deliverance in Belgium went fine, as the paperwork was done on August the 14th, which was yesterday. Now, you know the devil never gives up. You got to keep popping him all the time. So the person that was to be delivered, he came from Germany, and it took him 5 hours by train to get into this area outside Brussels. And so guess what? When he got on the first train, and had that was late, so he missed the next train he was going to catch, a different one. And then he came to the last stop, and he had to change again. And this time, Satan got such a confusion that he simply just watched the train go. And he stood there for 20 minutes, and then he realized, that was my train, it just went. So he called our friend in Belgium the second time and said, you know, I'm stuck at this station. So he was told, don't move. We will drive down there, pick you up. Lots of road work, did all kind of obstructions. But they got there, brought him over, got into the place where they're going to do deliverance, and they worked for about 4.5 hours, and it was did go very well. So now we need to pray today that next Saturday, European time, Friday night our time, they're going to cast out the demons. So that was a victory. And then we have a request for prayer. Now, Gert is asking for prayer when he meets with a co-worker for lunch on August the 16th. What happened is last week was they have an elevator. And there was a number of people in there. They were coming down. And one guy was joking and saying, well, you know, I prepared all my things. I prepared this for my wife, this for my children. I'm ready to die. Everything is set. I even finished my work. And Gert didn't say anything in the elevator. And the lady was convicted and said, I should have said something. So the next morning when he went to work, this is a kind of a sprawling complex. Guess who he met walking up from the parking lot, this man that has said, you know, I'm going to die. So he said, excuse me, I'd like to talk to you. I should have told you this yesterday. Don't worry about your job. Don't worry about leaving for the wife and the children. What are you going to do if you die? And the guy says, well, you know, when you die, you die. That's it. That's the end. Oh, no. You're going to go either to heaven or hell. Now, the man got so excited. He says, really? I never heard that before. So they stood and talked a few minutes, and then Gert said, why don't we do lunch next Monday, and we will talk about it. So Gert is going to meet with him tomorrow. European time, we are asleep at that time. And he's going to witness to him, and he's extremely interested. So that is a praise the Lord. Now, I told Gert, give him your book. And he's going to give him that and a chick track. So that's great. All right. Let's get another praise report. Can you take another praise report? Are you praised out? All right. Here we go. God has blessed us financially. Can you hear that? And with joy, we cannot proclaim that the goal for purchase paper for the Christian Dynamics 1 has been met. $3,000 have been given over the last few months, and designated to only be used to buy paper. For this we are greatly praising God. So the money came in, paper will be purchased, and the presses will roll again. This month, we have already paid $1,000 on a rent here. We got $2,000 more to go. Mortgages on the production center have been paid. That I thank God that this will be a great month, and that finances will come in to cover all expenses. Some salary has been paid to the pastor, and I say thank you, Lord. All right. Here's another praise report. Oil prices fell this week by $4.61 per barrel and ended up at 75.39 cents per barrel. The battle is fierce. The stakes are high. Oil prices determine the price of food, and it hits third world countries harder than the so-called rich nations. It also determines the price for electricity and other consumer goods, since transportation depends upon oil. Our entire civilization at this time is built upon oil as our largest energy source. Now, people have written to me over the internet from outside the ministry and also inside the ministry and saying, I'm not too sure about praying for oil. Well, let me share something with you. And I just wrote down a few things here. First of all, oil is produced by a number of different nations. And if you were old enough to live about 1975, you remember when Jimmy Carter told us if you're running out of oil, we had to drop down to 55 miles an hour. And you remember the long lines at the gas stations. Well, we didn't run out of oil. We simply, they were holding it back. At that time, most of the Arab countries united and formed an association called OPEC. And they simply did it with a purpose to simply to control the price. If the price went down, they cut back their production. If the price got too high, they increased the production. Well, they were doing good on that manipulation until oil was found in Norway, in the North Sea, and also in England. And, of course, Russia was part of it. And Russia and Norway and England simply said, we are not part of OPEC. So when OPEC kept down, they increased. So we had a problem. They had a problem. Now, most oil fields have been nationalized and controlled by political governments. Very few oil companies own any property. They simply have to have a lease. Transportation, refining, and distribution is controlled by the oil companies. But listen to this now. Trading in oil is controlled by the world government. Now, the world government has done pretty much what they have done to the United States. You know, the Federal Reserve Bank is a private institution where we simply, the Federal Reserve gives the United States the right to issue money. They print it for us. And we as a nation pay interest to them for us to print our own money. That's the biggest scam that anyone ever had. Now, the world government says, you know, we want to control the oil. We don't care who owns the oil fields. We don't care who runs the boats back and forth. We don't care who sells it. As long as we have the wholesale market. And somebody, so the little investor has nothing to do with the oil prices. They are simply gambling like going to a gambling casino. So here you have it. So what we're praying for is particularly that the traders, the world government, will not be able to simply bring it up, destroy our food line and everything else. And so that's why I am not going to excuse myself and say, well, maybe we shouldn't pray for it. I'm going to pray harder because these guys are sucking the blood life out of people. We need our food. We need our transportation. We need our clothing. And we need our lights. So we're going to pray. So anyway, I'm very proud of our oil minister. He was good for $4.61 last week. So we'll see how good you're going to be this week. Betty and Barney Williamson is asking prayer for a brother living in Oregon. This is a family that has been with us since 1975. They were friends of Peter and Monica Terrell. And we had a revival in Ronald Park. In 1975, they came to the meetings. And from that time, every month, they send a gift to this ministry. They ask enough of prayer for a brother living in Oregon. He has cancer that has spread into his entire body. He and his wife were saved 2 years ago and baptized in water. They came out of a Catholic church. Please pray for strength for him and his wife. And we will do that. We are going to pray for Sharon Albertson from Colorado Springs, Colorado. She's a single woman and wants prayer for strength, courage, sales in her business on real estate, and for success in her Spanish lessons. Now, she's a lady that was homeless for probably 4 or 5 years and didn't have any place to live. And so God has blessed her. She got a job. She got a place to live. And she's on her way up. So we want to praise God for that. This is a pastor from England. His name is Simon Downing. He's been writing to us for probably about 5 or 6 years, maybe a little bit less than that. And he has a family. He has 2 daughters. He's trying to write a book while having a full-time job, and his dad has just been diagnosed with a high-level bone cancer. Pray for spiritual strength for Simon, and pray for his father. He didn't say if the father is born again or not. And I reckon that this pastor is probably about maybe 35 or 40 years old. And so we want to pray for him. Now, he's working. Now, last month when we asked for help, he sent a sacrificial gift to us. While he's working, holding down a full-time job, pastoring a church, they don't have good finances themselves, but he sent it to us. So let's begin to pray. Those of you that like us to help us out, come on up here right now. And we will start our prayer time.
Heavenly Father, we just rejoice and we thank you very much for meeting our financial needs in such a wonderful way. We thank you that you are faithful to do that, that we are your servants and that you are providing for us. We thank you that this is your church and you are taking care of us. We thank you that you are giving salaries also. And we ask that you would continue it in Jesus' name.
Father God, we lift up this man. It's the brother of the Williamsons. And we thank you for healing for the cancer. And Lord, that he would be able to hear the word where it says, it is your will that we prosper and be in health even as our soul prospers. So, Father, for healing for the soul for this man, don't know who he is. But I thank you, Lord, that his soul can be healed and his body can follow behind. In Jesus' name, amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, I just come to you today, Lord God, praising you and worshiping you, God, Father, Jesus, your Son, and God, the Holy Spirit. And I'm just floored today, God, about how much the gas prices came down. So I'm praising you, Father God. Yes. Praise the Lord. And thank you, God, because you are in charge. And Father, I come to you again, and we want to knock it down another $4. this next week, Lord. And I know you can do it. You're the only one that can do it.
Yes.
And God, I pray that you will expose the people that are trying to control the oil and gas throughout the world and expose them for their sins, Lord God, and that you will move in a mighty way and show the world that you are in charge, Lord God. And I appreciate it, and I thank you, and I praise you, Father God. And also I have another issue that I want to deal with through you, Father God. And that is the gays and lesbians in this country that are trying to push for marriage. I rebuke them. I renounce the practice of their sins, and I break the curse of their sins. And I ask you, God, to deal with these people that are trying to pass these laws in the state of California and throughout America. And Lord God, that you will have the victory,
yes,
in Jesus, and that things will turn around and change, because I believe you, Father God, I believe you with all my heart that you will make change in this world. Thank you. Praising you all the day long. In Jesus' name, amen.
Dearest Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you for your helping Sharon Albertson from Colorado Springs, Colorado. And she's asking for prayer for strength, courage, and sales in the real estate business. We know that if she binds the strong man every morning off of her life and she prays and she reads her Bible every day, you brought her off the street and gave her a job and a home. You're going to give her success in real estate. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you every deal. Ask him what to do, when to go, how to get there, and all the people to be there at the right time to close a deal. We thank you and praise you, Lord, that she's got the courage to go into real estate. That's a dog-eat-dog world. But if she's got Jesus helping her, it doesn't have to be dog-eat-dog. It'd be smooth, and that she'll earn a good living. And we thank you, Father, that she wants to learn Spanish, so evidently so she can sell to Spanish people or have deals with Spanish people. Spanish is a beautiful language, and God will help you to learn it quickly. We thank you and praise you, Lord, for this woman's courage and strength and everything she needs to be there at the right time. In Jesus' name, and we give you the glory and the honor for all of it. In Jesus' name.
Heavenly Father, I want to lift up to you right now Douglas, who is in prison, who writes to us, and we write back to him. Heavenly Father, we ask you right now to lift up man up and put his whole faith and trust in you.
Amen.
That you are his hope. You are his strength. You are his Lord and Savior. And Lord, he doesn't need to worry. He doesn't need to have to be afraid. The Lord is on his side. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, for giving him joy and peace in his heart and trust in the living God who raises the dead. And we pray, Heavenly Father, that the Lord, that his attitude will change. Oh Lord, he will become excited knowing whom he serves and knowing that he will never leave him nor forsake him. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for setting him free, Lord. We pray in the name of Jesus, and we give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Father, we thank you for Gert and this deliverance, this first part of the deliverance as it's gone through. Father, we thank you that the first half just went through smoothly, and it is with anticipation that you're going to set this man free.
Amen.
And he's going to be able to be like you intended us to be. So, Father, we just thank you for that. That, you know, we get used to Satan and his evil spirits just hanging on us like weights, literally. And we think that's the way it's supposed to be, dragging them through with life. We don't have to have them with us. So, Father, we thank you for that. This man is going to be just gloriously set free, and that he'll have that life that Jesus was talking about, that abundant life. Now, Father, when it comes to this lunch meeting that Gert has with this man that evidently has never even heard of the gospel or of God, Father, what a country it is where a man can simply grow up and not hear about God, not know that there is a life after death, not know about heaven and hell, not know that there is a devil that hates him and just wants to kill him and put him into the lake of fire. So, Father God, we ask that when Gert sits down to share with him, that you will give him ears to hear, but also the gift of repentance, that he will be able to hear that gospel message pure and simple, and that he'll be able to respond to it, and that we will next week hear of a praise report of another child of God who has been redeemed. So, Father, we thank you for this now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father God, we lift up this Simon, this pastor in England, Lord God. We thank you for him. We thank you for his sacrificial gifts to us, Lord God, to help our ministry when he himself needs funds, Father. Multiply it back to him, Lord, and let him be blessed much greatly in that church and in his ministry. Father God, strengthen him, shore him up, and give him courage and trust to go on and continue with you, Lord. Father God, now we turn our attention to his father who has cancer. Lord God, that is an evil, horrible, demonic illness. It's just a terrible thing that's caused from all the chemicals and things that have been put into our food and into the air and into everything, Lord God. And it is totally unnatural to the human body. So, Father God, we just ask you, who knows, you created us and you created this father, and you didn't intend for him to have cancer, Lord God. So we come against that cancer, all those cells, and we come against it with the power of the Holy Spirit and the power of God, yes, in Jesus' name. And we ask you, Lord, to touch him, to shore up his immune system and strengthen it, and to kill every cancer cell in his body instantly, Lord God. If it's in his bones or in his flesh, wherever it is, Lord God, that you can just douse it. You can eliminate it immediately with one breath, one thought. Thank you, Father God, for the power of the Holy Spirit moving on him right now. Father God, let him rise up and be strong and be healthy and be able to help his son in the ministry. In Jesus' name, we thank you. And if the father isn't saved, we pray for his salvation, but I believe he probably is. But anyway, Lord, you know. In Jesus' name.
Our Heavenly Father, I just want to ask you to forgive us, Lord, as a church last week, Father God, that we prayed, Father God, a curse upon someone, Lord. But Lord, I repent of that, Father, as a pastor, as a church, Father. And we thank you, Lord, that we can pray for people to be disciplined. We can pray, Father God, for you to do things, Father God, to bring them to Christ, Lord. And help us, Father God, be very sharp in our praying, Lord. And to be inside the guidelines that you have given us in your word. And Father God, when somebody cursing us, we're going to be blessing them. We don't curse back. And I thank you for that. And Father God, I want to lift up Gert also, Lord, as he's going to meet with his pastor this coming Wednesday to discuss with him, Father God, about deliverance. And the Assembly of God minister does not believe that Christians can have demons. It's opposed to that. And we pray, Father God, for an anointing upon Gert when he has that luncheon, Lord. As this man, Gert, is very busy right now, doing your work. And we thank you for that. And Father God, our hearts go out to the people in Pakistan, in China, and in India, Father God. There are millions and millions of them are homeless. They lost everything they had, Lord. Many have died, and some, Father God, are very injured. And Lord, they do not know you. They have no one to turn to. They turn to the Hindu gods, the Buddha. God knows who they turn to, Lord. And they're praying and crying out. Father, we pray right now that in your mercy, we don't have enough people to minister. That you in dreams and visions
showed them at night that the Lord Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world. You've done it before to many Muslims. Show them, Father God, that they can repent. Heal them. Help them, Father God. And we pray that these areas will be a mission field instead of, Father God, being a debris field. Lord, there's not a whole lot we can do from here, but we can pray, and we will pray. And we thank you right now for having answered every prayer spoken here today. And this we ask in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You may be seated. The outline's handed out, please.